And about the response from the guys after giving up that goal a minute 25 in?
I've been saying it already tonight on the radio and stuff, but we addressed this coming into tonight. You know, there's really no way around a six-day break. We weren't as crisp and as detailed as we wanted to be early. That was a heck of a play, though. Mm-hmm. You know, that's a top-notch goal by Pittsburgh. And, you know, I loved our response. We didn't go into panic mode and try to score the next shift. We got back to our game plan and dug, and we got a great shot by Mo, and we're in the game. You know, it's a 1-1 game, a great hockey game all night long.
You were pretty close to 90% on the faceoffs at one point in the game. I haven't seen the final numbers as we talk here right now, but just what is it about the success for you in the first game on the dot?
Oh, I don't know. You know, that's like a roller coaster ride all season. You have good nights, you have off nights. My goal is to stay above that 50% as high as I can. And, you know, tonight my wingers and my defensemen did a heck of a job helping me out on those 50-50 pucks.
One of the reasons the team brought you in was for penalty killing, and you guys really had some success tonight.
Yeah, but they've had success lately. They've been, you know, our penalty kill has been great before I got in the lineup. You know, we've been playing well. I give all the credit to Bucky back there between the pipes. He's been our number one penalty killer here all season, and, you know, it shows tonight. And I'm just trying to do my part to help this team any way I can.
How were you able to get into the groove here so quickly after not playing at?
Well, I've had a lot of practice time. You know, my conditioning is where I want it to be. The timing isn't perfect, but in terms of faceoffs, I've worked a lot with Todd Woodcroft and the other centermen in practice. And, you know, it took me, I'm not going to lie, after the first 20 minutes, I started to feel a little bit more comfortable out there. It's a fast-paced game.
Probably doesn't feel like it right now, but you wake up tomorrow morning in Columbus. You gained a point on the road here to start off the road trip. That's a plus going into that building tomorrow?
Absolutely. Yeah, for sure. You know, these guys have a target on their back here in Pittsburgh all season, so we came and took a point from them, had a chance to take two, didn't work out, and now we go to play another great team in Columbus tomorrow. So we come out with the same mentality and the same detailed game. I think we're going to have some success.